Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts NDA government is committed to free Bihar, West Bengal and Assam from the intruders, criticizes opposition alliance and its ecosystem for defending infiltrators. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force in New Delhi today. Date for filing income tax returns for assessment year 2025-26 further extended till today. Arab League and OIC nations call for review of ties with Israel following last week's deadly strike targeting Hamas members in Doha. And in Asia Cup cricket tournament, Sri Lanka beat Hong Kong by 4 wickets while UAE win against Oman by 42 runs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the NDA government is committed to free the region of Bihar, West Bengal and Assam from the intruders. Addressing a public meeting at Shishabadi in Bihar's Purnia yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted the grave demographic crisis emerging in Simanchal and eastern India due to illegal infiltrators. He criticized the opposition alliance and its ecosystem for defending infiltrators and attempting to shield them for vote bank politics.
RJD कांग्रेस वालों की जमात जरा कान खोल के मेरे बात सुन लो जो भी घुसपैठियां हैं उसे बाहर जाना ही होगा घुसपैठ पर ताला लगाना एनडीए की पक्की जिम्मेदारी है जो नेता बचाव में खड़े हैं जो घुसपैठियों को बचाने के लिए मैदान में आ जाए मैं जरा उनको चुनौती देता हूँ आप घुसपैठियों को बचाने में चाहे जितना जोर लगा ले आप घुसपैठियों को हटाने के संकल्प पर काम करते रहेंगे.
Highlighting the recently announced next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said with several festivals approaching, including Diwali and Chhat, GST will be significantly reduced on most daily use items. Addressing the women present, Mr. Modi stated that the reduction in GST will substantially ease kitchen expenses.
22 सितंबर से देश में जीएसटी एकदम कम हो जाएगी देश में आपकी रोजमर्रा की जरूरतों की ज्यादातर चीजों पर जीएसटी में बड़ी कमी की गई है जीएसटी कम होने से माताओं बहनों का रसोई का खर्च बहुत कम होने वाला है मंजन साबुन शैंपू से लेकर घी और खाने की कई चीजें सस्ती हो जाएगी बच्चों की पढ़ाई में
The Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stone for multiple development projects spread across Bihar worth more than 40,000 crore rupees yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF, heads of states and union territories in New Delhi today. The conference will serve as a strategic platform to reinforce Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a drug-free India and to formulate a roadmap to achieve this goal. The Home Minister said in a social media post that he will also destroy drugs worth 4,794 crore rupees on the occasion to mark the inauguration of a drug destruction drive. Our correspondent reports that the theme of the conference being organized by Narcotics Control Bureau is United Resolve, Shared Responsibility.
The Modi government has adopted zero tolerance policy against drugs. The two-day conference will hold a comprehensive review and analysis of the collective efforts made by all concerned stakeholders in combating the drugs menace in the country and deliberate on the future roadmap. During the conference, 8 technical sessions will be held, including Drug-Free India at 2047, improving effectiveness in investigation and trials, and dismantling network linkages and cartels. Heads of 36 states and union territories of anti-narcotics task force, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, will also attend the conference. On the occasion, Home Minister will release Narcotics Control Bureau Annual Report 2024 and launch online drug disposal campaign. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said with the hard work of farmers and scientists and the policies of the government, agriculture in the country is growing at 3.7%, the highest in the world. Addressing the National Agriculture Conference, Rabi Abhiyan 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said states and the centre will continue working together for the welfare of the nation and farmers. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at the reforms in the agriculture sector.
Under the next gen GST reforms, the government has provided relief to the farmers through significant reduction in the GST in agricultural sector. The tax rate on the tractors below 1800cc will be reduced from 12% to 5%. Tractor components including tires, tubes, hydraulic pumps and others will be slashed down to 5% slab, which previously was the part of 18% slab. Several other utilities including specified bio, pesticides, micro, nutrients, drip irrigation system and sprinklers alongside various agricultural machines for cultivation, harvesting and threshing have witnessed reduction from 12% to 5%. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that labor-intensive industries have been given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions.
Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions.
The changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming. New tax rates will come into effect from 22nd of this month. Shivang, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has decided to further extend the due date for filing income tax returns, ITRs, for assessment year 2025-26 for one day. The due date for filing the ITRs has been extended till today. Income Tax India informed this in a social media post late last night. Originally, the due date for filing of ITRs was 31st July, which was extended up to the 15th of September. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has brought positive transformation in renewable and clean energy across the country.
Over the past decade, India's energy journey is witnessing a remarkable transformation. With rapid capacity growth, global leadership in solar and wind, and innovative flagship programs, India is accelerating towards a future powered by clean, self-reliant energy. Clean energy is not only reducing carbon emissions, but also creating green jobs, improving energy access, and strengthening India's role as a global climate leader. While launching green mobility initiatives during a program at Hansalpur in Gujarat last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that clean energy and clean mobility will shape India's future as a global hub.
ये हमारा फ्यूचर है। ऐसे ही प्रयासों से भारत तेजी के साथ क्लीन एनर्जी और क्लीन मोबिलिटी का एक रिलायबल सेंटर बनेगा।
From March 2014 to June 2025, renewable energy capacity has nearly tripled to 226.8 gigawatt. Currently, non-fossil fuel sources including renewables and nuclear contribute nearly 49% of India's total power capacity. Solar power generation soared to more than 1,08,000 gigawatt hour, making India the world's third largest solar energy producer, surpassing Japan. On the horizon, several ambitious initiatives are underway. The PM Kusum scheme empowers farmers through solar pumps, decentralized solar plants, and agriculture sector solarization. While the PM Surya Ghar scheme targets 1 crore households with rooftop solar panels and aims for 30 gigawatt of residential solar capacity. Sharing his experience, Mr. Asiyanshi from Varanasi, UP, has said that PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana is paving a way for citizens to generate energy on their own rooftop and even earn by selling excess energy to the grid.
फायदे तो इसे है कि बिजली की हमारी बचत हुई. जितने लोग हमसे मिलते हैं, हमारे मित्र यार या कॉलोनी के, मैं सबसे कहता हूँ कि ये लगाइए, बहुत अच्छी चीज है. कई लोग लगाए भी.
With every new solar panel and every spinning wind turbine, India is scripting a powerful chapter in its transition to a cleaner, greener tomorrow.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has paid tribute to Paramveer Chakra awardee Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Burzurji Tarapur on his Balidan Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the 1965 war, he led his regiment with exceptional courage, destroying numerous enemy tanks despite being grievously injured. The Staff Selection Commission has clarified regarding the speculation circulating on social media about large-scale cancellations of the Combined Graduate Level Examination, CGLE 2025. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions informed that the recruitment test is continuing as scheduled across the country without any disruption. The Commission has highlighted the ongoing examination is being conducted smoothly at centres across the country. According to Staff Selection Commission officials, the CGL exam, which began on the 12th of this month, will continue till the 26th of September. Arab and Muslim leaders have called for a review of ties with Israel after emergency talks in Doha yesterday, following last week's deadly strike on Hamas members in the Qatari capital. The Arab League and Organization of Islamic Cooperation joint session, which brought together nearly 60 countries, sought to take firm action after Israel's attack on Qatar-hosted Hamas officials as they discussed a Gaza ceasefire proposal. A joint statement on the summit urged all states to take all possible legal and effective measures to prevent Israel from continuing its actions against the Palestinian people, including reviewing diplomatic and economic relations with it and initiating legal proceedings against it. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump insisted that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would not strike Qatar again. He said this to reporters in the Oval Office after Netanyahu failed to rule out further strikes during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem. In the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Sri Lanka beat Hong Kong by 4 wickets in their Group B clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing target of 150 runs set by Hong Kong, Sri Lanka scored 153 for 6 with 7 balls to spare. For Sri Lanka, Pathum Nisanka hit a composed 68 runs of 48 balls and was adjudged the player of the match. Hong Kong made 149 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. In another match played last night at the Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi, UAE beat Oman by 42 runs in Group A. Batting first, UAE made 172 for 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Oman team was all out for 130 runs in 18.4 overs. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. US-India may look to seal gaps in trade talks today, headlines the Economic Times. The Indian Express headlines, first after Trump imposed 50% tariff, US negotiator in Delhi for trade talks. The papers add that there is a positive frame of mind over trade talks in both the countries. All papers headline the story of Supreme Court refusing to stay the Waqf Amendment Act 2005 in its entirety but putting on hold some contentious provisions pending further judicial scrutiny. The Hindustan Times headlines, SC declines to stay Waqf Act but halts key clauses. While the Tribune headline, SC won't stay Waqf Act but bars some clauses. Most Financial Daily's report on exports rising by 6.7% and imports falling by 10.1%, the Business Standard headlines, exports grew 6.7% in August, despite Trump tariffs. And finally, a story in the Hindu says, the upgraded Terminal 2 of Delhi's IGI airport will be operational from October 26, coinciding with the beginning of the winter schedule. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts NDA government is committed to free Bihar, West Bengal and Assam from intruders. Criticizes opposition alliance and its ecosystem for defending infiltrators. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate second national conference of anti-narcotics task force in New Delhi today. Date for filing income tax returns for assessment year 2025-26 further extended till today. Arab League and OIC nations call for review of ties with Israel following last week's deadly strike targeting Hamas members in Doha. And in Asia Cup cricket tournament, Sri Lanka beat Hong Kong by 4 wickets, while UAE win against Oman by 42 runs. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.